and economic news now.
Chancellor George Osborne gave a stern warning today that Britain cannot borrow its way out of trouble, while unveiling plans for credit easing, which would see Britain borrowing its way out of trouble.
Any attempt to borrow our way out of trouble would be foolhardy and would risk a much deeper recession,
the Chancellor warned.
And that is why, to avoid a much deeper recession, we must encourage struggling small businesses to borrow billions. We can stop this nightmare of saddling the country with massive debts that can never be paid off simply by saddling the country with massive debts that can never be paid off.
Later, Mr. Osborne brushed aside warnings from the Governor of the Bank of England that the current recession could trigger a recession in the British economy.
When I look around me and I see a country caught in the grip of a recession, I see no reason to suggest that this country is about to fall into recession. The doom-mongers may see things differently, but I believe that we'll steer clear of a recession and instead enjoy a sustained period of steadily deepening recession.
And financial markets reacted strongly to the Bank of England's announcement of more
QI.
Earlier, the Monetary Policy Committee had said it would pump 75 billion new episodes of QI onto our screens in an attempt to kickstart the economy.
We're confident that while £200 billion of QE, or quantitative easing, failed completely to stop the country sliding into an abyss,
said a wee Scottish man.
The injection of Stephen Fry will be just the shot in the arm our ailing economy needs. When you look at the mess we're in, you can hardly blame us for coming to the conclusion that only QI can save us now.